It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, a review boy kills world, which looks like a fun movie in the tradition of John Wick, Kill Bill, and Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, but is actually a disappointment. Bill Skarsgård plays a deaf-mute fighter, labeled by the movie as Boy, whose city is under control by the evil Hilda van der Kooi, played by Fahmy Jensen, the same person who murdered his family and his hearing. And because he doesn't remember what he sounded like as a child, he likes to have his inner thoughts sound like his video game hero, voiced by Bob Belcher himself, H. John Benjamin. You have the villain's family consisting of Brett Gelman, Michelle Dockery, and Charlton Copley, as well as a resistance group consisting of Andrew Koji and Isaiah Mustafa, and the villain's chief of security, played by Jessica Roth, who has the same fighting skills as Boy. I'm looking at Boy Kills World with almost the same disappointing views as Argyle in terms of its plot twists and character development. It's often too difficult to stay focused, and they just come and go with some underwritten features and sometimes mean-spirited behaviors. The video game voice makes the Skarsgård character interesting, but the writing thinks he's only good for style. You also have Tarantino violence in the mix, like a winter show that involves carnage and a cheese grater that does work as a movie weapon, but you don't have meaning in them. In fact, it all has to be crass. I wanted to like Boy Kills World, but I was let down by it. 2 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.